Mini episode 42 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Outside the Box Score, your home on the web for entertaining sports columns and videos. Follow them on the web at outsidetheboxscore.blogspot.com.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to mini episode number 42 of the FDH Lounge and our 13th adaptation of the FantasyDraftHelp.com Insider in this format after seven seasons on our previous platform. This is FDH Managing Partner Rick Morris here with our NFL Week 13 version of the Insider as we deliver our lineup advice for this slate of action. First of all, since we have different platforms where this is available, we urge you to view this on our fantasy blog at FantasyDraftHelp.blogspot.com because of the links we posted that precede this webcast. In particular, we have links to our Fantasy Football Draftology 2011 guide, Google News and CBSSports.com for injury news, and the NFL.com Week 13 homepage for scores and updates. Additionally, we will update there as needed with any big news during the weekend. Look on the blog for Fantasy Newsletter Volume 4, Issue 47, posted on December 3rd, to find the weekly fantasy newsletter with the accompanying links where this video is embedded. We've got some additional preface notes that we'll be delivering every week as well. First of all, our advice is probably a bit different than some in the industry. We're not the place to go regarding the question of whether or not to play a healthy Aaron Rodgers this week. Aside from reiterating our list of gimmies, we don't discuss them beyond that. We're also not part of the movement that overstates the importance of week-to-week matchups. Sadly, if you bungled your draft or auction, there's not much except a stroke of great luck on the waiver wire that can salvage your season. Now, in shallower leagues where you've been able to pick up the likes of Cam Newton off the wire thus far, you're doing well. But you hardly need a fantasy football industry source to tell you to do that. We play the percentages on giving our advice, which is all that anyone can do, even those in the industry who purport to own a crystal ball. You'll always get intellectual honesty from us. Before we get to our list of constants for the season, let's review who's already been scratched from the list. Peyton Manning and Jamal Charles. Kenny Britt wasn't an every-week play for us yet, but he was right on the verge when he went down for the season. If Manning comes back at any point, we'll reinstate him to the every-week list, but that increasingly looks like an extreme long shot. Our first additions to this list for the 2011 season start with the pitcher and catcher combo of Cam Newton and Steve Smith in Carolina. We've also added Matthew Stafford, Wes Welker, Ryan Matthews, Jordy Nelson, Jimmy Graham, and Rob Gronkowski to the every week list. Now, here's our list of constants that we've had since the start of the season. When healthy, you don't jerk with these guys. You leave them in your lineup regardless of scary matchups. At quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Philip Rivers, Drew Brees, Michael Vick, Tony Romo, and Matt Schaub. At running back, Chris Johnson, Adrian Peterson, LeSean McCoy, Ray Rice, Mo Jones-Drew, Arian Foster, Rashard Mendenhall, Michael Turner, Darren McFadden, Matt Forte, Peyton Hillis, Ahmad Bradshaw, Frank Gore, D'Angelo Williams, Jonathan Stewart, LeGarrette Blount, and Steven Jackson. At wide receiver, Andre Johnson, Roddy White, Calvin Johnson, Greg Jennings, Hakeem Nicks, Reggie Wayne, Mike Wallace, Larry Fitzgerald, Miles Austin, Deshaun Jackson, Mike Williams, Dwayne Bowe, Marcus Colston, Jeremy Maclin, Vincent Jackson, Dez Bryant, and Brandon Marshall. At tight end, Antonio Gates, Dallas Clark, Jason Witten, Vernon Davis, and Jermichael Finley. Now, our advice is relative, and there are exceptions to every rule. For example, if you have more than one quarterback that we recommend, you do have to bench one of them unless you're in a league with some really funky position requirements. As a general guide to our approach, we factor in a PPR assumption, since so many leagues have at least some component of that in their scoring system these days. Additionally, our advice is best able to be applied most precisely to a 12-team league in terms of the proportions of value. As such, based on the players who are our perennial recommendations for the season, there are 9 QBs, 18 running backs, 20 wide receivers, and 7 tight ends who are always worth playing if healthy. Those baseline numbers provide a useful guide into the strength of various positions from week to week. In a 12-team league, that means in an ideal week, we can recommend at least 3 additional quarterbacks, 5 additional tight ends, and approximately a dozen running backs and wide receivers, assuming that your league has a flex position. Folks, you're listening to the FantasyDraftHelp.com Insider.
No one in this country can ever pronounce my name right. It's not that hard. Nainanajad.
Yeah, well, at least your name isn't Michael Bolton.
You know, there's nothing wrong with that name.
There was nothing wrong with it until I was about 12 years old and that no-talent ass clown became famous and started winning Grammys.
Why don't you just go by Mike instead of Michael?
No way. Why should I change? He's the one who sucks.
Okay, with our lengthy but necessary setup out of the way, let's get into this week's best lineup plays. Now that the Thursday night games have started, we will recommend fantasy players on our Twitter account at the FDH Lounge. We recommended Marshawn Lynch this week. Check our Twitter account during the week to catch our recommendations going forward. At quarterback, the depth is good as we can recommend 8 additional passers. Matt Hasselbeck, Matt Ryan, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Carson Palmer, Ben Roethlisberger, Mark Sanchez, Tim Tebow, and Eli Manning. At running back, the field is good with 10 additional recommendations. Reggie Bush, Michael Bush, Mo Morris, Darren Sproles, Mark Ingram, Roy Helu, Ben Jarvis Green-Ellis, Willis McGahee, DeMarco Murray, and Beanie Wells. At wide receiver, the field is incredible with 14 additional players to recommend. Nate Washington, Johnny Knox, Torrey Smith, Anquan Boldin, A.J. Green, Antonio Brown, Santonio Holmes, Plaxico Burress, Pierre Garçon, Eric Decker, Victor Cruz, Brandon Lloyd, Michael Crabtree, and Laurent Robinson. Tight end is very good with 6 additional recommendations. Rob Gronkowski, Tony Gonzalez, Dustin Keller, Owen Daniels, Jermaine Gresham, Mercedes Lewis, and Greg Olsen. We like to single out some players as stronger options each week, so here's our top 5 in no particular order. By the way, this week they're all running backs. The Bush Boys, Reggie and Michael, Darren Sproles, Ben Jarvis Green-Ellis, and DeMarco Murray. Additionally, each week we take a look at NFL teams we consider to be all-in or all-out. All-in constitutes recommendations at the full range of QB, RB1, WR1, WR2, and tight end. All-out teams have only their perennial recommendations to go on every week with no marginal players suggested. Our all-in recommendations are Green Bay, Dallas, and the New York Jets. There are 5 all-out plays this week: Kansas City, Cleveland, Minnesota, San Diego, and Tampa Bay. So there's your recommendations for NFL Week 13. We welcome any questions, and we may answer them here from week to week. Become a friend of FantasyDraftHelp.com on Facebook, or hit us up on Twitter, where our identity is the FDH Lounge, with no spaces, and the T, F, D, H, and L capitalized. Thanks for checking us out. Go break off a little value on your opponent this week, and be sure to sample our other Nothing Is Off-Topic mini-episodes, including our recent conversation with rock superstar Steve Perry from the FDH Lounge.